Heather DeBro's World's coming up, but before that, let's talk about Skinny Mint. Because you know what? Skinny Mint is pretty darn cool. There's no dieting, hardcore training, just two easy steps, and you get this amazing detox. It's like a detox, but with tea. And everyone's talking about Skinny Mint. They've been all over Facebook and in a lot of the magazines. It's a 28-day detox, and it's formulated and designed to help you get the body you want in just 28 days. Two simple steps. You drink one morning boost tea in the morning and one night cleanse tea every other night. And tea is so nice to have at the end of the day. I love that. The 28-day detox is a two-step program. It's super, super easy and effortless to follow. You know, if you lose motivation and track your goals when you're trying to make a healthier lifestyle choice, you are going to love the Skinny Mint 28-day detox. It's so easy to just incorporate into your everyday life. Just two steps. It's all it is to it. One tea in the morning and one tea every other night. And by the way, if you worry about ingredients, I mean, it's all natural ingredients. And the formulas are highly effective and designed to help you get the body you want in just 28 days. And the best part of the Skinny Mint Detox program is that there's no dieting involved. So you don't have to starve yourself or do crazy workouts to see the results. Skinny Mint offers free shipping to anywhere in the world, straight to your doorstep. And the cool thing about it is that they're delivering worldwide for free. How many times can I say that? Worldwide delivery for free. So kickstart a healthy lifestyle with Skinny Mint today. It's a great way to help you get back on track to reach your health and body goals. Go to www.skinnymint.com and get started with my 20% off discount code Heather right now.
PodcastOne.com presents Heather Dubrow's World. Get real-life insights and advice from a successful actress, mom, wife, and one of the most awesome of the Real Housewives of the OC.
Yes!
Now, here she is, Heather Dubrow.
This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it for 1 hour each week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everyone. Say hi to my fabulous co-host, Natalie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. We actually, Katarina and Coco are here in studio. They're going to be helping us with the hippest, hottest, newest later. And by the way, their hippest, hottest, newest are so good.
I know. Like, they came up with them on their own.
I know. I said, you know, they didn't have any camp this week, and I'm going to take them on a little trip tomorrow, just the three of us, a little girls' trip while the twins
so
are away
cute.
At sleepaway camp. I'm now excited. But I said, they go, what are we going to do today? I said, well, you're going to come up with me because I'm going to do my show. And they said, could we be on the show again? Because remember, they were on when the McLeans were on. And I said, yeah. They go, what can we do? I go, what do you want to do? And Katarina said, I have a hippest, hottest, newest.
It's funny that it's like in her lingo. It's like in her, like she gets that.
I know.
So
I love it. Well, we're going to recap everything that's going on later at the end. But we must talk about the live show tour, because we are coming to New Jersey at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair, New Jersey on September 8th at 8 p.m. And seats are actually going really fast, and they sold out, at Irvine. So I'm just worried because people were telling me, oh, I had seats in my virtual cart and I thought they were safe and they weren't safe. And then I got X'd out and we had like a 100-person waiting list that night. And I don't want that to happen to you. So go to LiveNation.com and get your tickets. I think there's a few, not that many, but there might still be a few VIP packages left where we're having a meet and greet afterwards and champagne. You know what I love about the VIP package is that we get to hang out.
I know.
We get to hang out. There's going to be champagne. We're not going to run out of champagne at this venue like we did in Irvine. I promise you that. If I have to go to Costco myself and pick up a few cases, we are not running out. And then we're also going to be in Las Vegas at the House of Blues on October 13th. Also an amazing show. By the way, Terry is going to be at both of those shows.
That's very fun.
Yeah, we're going to have such a good time. I have something hilarious with Terry that we're going to be doing at the New Jersey show, and we'll do something great in Las Vegas also. Plus, we will be having another special guest at both of those shows, but we haven't confirmed 100%, so I don't want to say who it is, but I'm really excited. It's going to be, those two shows are going to be really fun. Also, Anaheim, we're December 15th at the Grove in Anaheim. It's going to be our holiday show. That's going to be super special. And we have other dates coming up that we're working on. We're just, working with my schedule. And but if you go to my website, heatherdubrow.com, we will be posting that soon for Chicago, Minneapolis, San Francisco. It's going to be really, 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 really fun. Boy, this has been a long week.
I know. It's like it just drained.
I don't mean a long week.
I feel like we say that every week.
I know, but I don't mean a long week like it's Tuesday.
No, it's Monday.
I know, but I'm just saying it's like the last 7 days.
Totally.
Long.
Yeah.
I had this vision of the summer of me sitting by the pool, doing nothing, relaxing. That didn't happen.
I feel like you always say, oh, but once this is done, it's going to be so easy. And I'm always thinking, there's no way.
It never happens.
And then sure enough, something else pops up. But it's good. It's good.
It's so true. Well, I was in New York last week with Terry and Paul.
How is that? Traveling with both of them.
I so tried to get out of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So we were at the Orange County Fair. Remember, mm-hmm. we were talking about that? We're at the Orange County Fair, and Terry met us for dinner. But while I was there with the kids, he was texting me about something, or maybe you were texting us about the flights, and they messed up the flights, and it was going to cost a gajillion dollars for me to go. And I go, oh, dear, that's too much money. I cannot go. I will be staying home. And Terry goes, no, you're coming.
We were on a group feed, and I go, listen, it's going to cost this amount of money for Heather to go. Do you want her to go or what?
I said no.
And Heather was like, no, absolutely not. And Terry was like, nope, she's going, book it. And I'm like, well, you guys got to just tell me because I have literally her on the phone and I got to make it. It's one seat left. What do I do? And then, you know, he was dying for you to go.
I know. Wasn't that I mean, I love that
cute.
He wanted me to go.
Yeah.
But we did find a less expensive option.
Yeah.
Which is why I finally conceded and said yes. But yeah, he really wanted me to go. And I guess that's why eventually I went, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But it was not even 2 days.
Did you guys have fun or?
We did. So it was basically me following around Terry and Paul. And here's what's so funny about Paul Nassif. I love him, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I've known him. Terry and I have known Paul for almost as long as we've known each other.
Oh my God. So he went to school with him?
No, or no, no. How did they Terry, know each other? When Paul was still in school, Paul's mom and sister went to see Terry as a doctor.
Oh, really?
And his mom, who has passed away, who's a lovely woman, fell in love with Terry and said to Paul, oh, you have to meet this guy. And that's how they became friends.
So crazy.
Isn't that funny? And then when Terry and I were figuring out where we were going to live, LA, Orange County, and we were commuting and he was trying to figure it out, he ended up taking space in Paul's office.
Oh, my gosh. How insane is that?
Because when I met Terry, his office was in Orange County, and I was living in L.A.
So was Paul always doing like more like facial, like nose and whatever?
Paul's a facial plastic surgeon.
Okay. So he was always doing that then?
Yeah. He started out as an ear, nose, throat doctor and then did a fellowship in facial plastic surgery. So he's always been from the neck up. Terry's was a board-certified general surgeon and then went into plastic surgery. So he's a head-to-toe plastic surgeon. Mm. But, you know, they work so well together and they're amazing. But I've known Paul before he married Adrian.
Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah, long, long time. So he's like the brother I didn't
never want.
No, I'm teasing. I love Paul.
He's so cool, though.
He's so funny. I love that he can laugh at himself.
Totally.
But so basically, Terry always says that Paul, if you're around Paul, he makes you his assistant.
Right.
So can you imagine? So here I am in Manhattan. And of course, I always take care of Terry. He's my husband. I take his pocket square. I take it out. I fix it. I make sure he looks nice. Yeah. I zhuzh his hair a little bit. And now I'm doing the same for Paul. But Paul has more needs. And now he needs a lint roller. And he needs...
Welcome to my world.
I know. And this and that. But it's me following them around New York City. Doing this for them. It was so...
Even though you were there a couple weeks ago doing press for yourself. So now you're just, oh my God, that's hilarious.
It was so funny. I didn't mind. I mean, honestly, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I was following them around with my laptop because we were about to film the last four episodes of Botch Post Op. Mm-hmm. So I was writing questions and figuring out the episodes and the whole thing. And I'm following them around. And here I am, like in the corner, writing on my laptop. And then they would throw a question at me and I'd go, huh? What? Huh? The weather was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love being in New York. And we had a little downtime, which was nice.
Same with Jazz Deal.
Yeah, we stayed down in the meatpacking.
Oh.
And we went to, one day afternoon, we went to the Standard Hotel. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there, and Terry orders a charcuterie plate.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so it's all meat, right?
Yeah.
And it sounded so good. Just like a little protein hit, a little cocktail. Then we were going to take a nap because they were going to be on Watch What Happens Live, which is at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
So, you know, we don't go out for dinner right before. Our little thing that we've always done with Watch What Happens Live is we have, you know, like a late afternoon dunch, mm-hmm. you know, dinner, lunch kind of thing, and have a few cocktails. Then we take a nap and then we get up and go and have another meal super late night.
Right.
So we're sitting at the standard. Terry orders this charcuterie plate, and it comes. And I'm looking at it. Uh-oh. Oh, no, I love the standard, and their food's amazing. But I'm looking at this plate, and I just thought that it didn't look that appetizing to me for some reason. And then all of a sudden, Terry goes, doesn't this look like cat food?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Just killed the whole thing for me. Could not eat one bite of it.
So you guys just didn't touch it?
No, he ate the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. He loves cats, man. That's
he
why.
Loves cats. He likes cat food.
He's like, yeah, it looks like cat food.
He was like, he loved it. I couldn't. I swear, I tried. He just killed it for me. All I kept thinking about was that the vittles, like the cat. So I got a little lobster cocktail. It was kind of fabulous, yum. I have to say.
Yep.
It was very, very nice. But we had fun. And then Terry and Paul were on Watch What Happens Live. Oh, you know what was so funny is that my friend Dina Waters, who some people might know as Dina Spybe, she's an Emmy Award winning actress. She's so cute. She's been on a gazillion TV shows. And we actually met on the set of Men Behaving Badly.
Okay.
Which was a show that Rob Schneider had. Uh-huh. It was Rob Schneider and Ron Eldard and Justine Bateman and Dina.
Okay.
And I played her friend and we pretended to be lesbians so that Rob would think it was hot. You know, it was just funny. And we met and we
hit it off.
I totally hit it off. And this is many, 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 many years ago, way before I met Terry. And I had posted a picture that I was in New York. And by the way, she lives now literally 2 seconds down the street from me now that we've moved.
Hilarious.
But I have to see her in New York. We haven't seen each other. Her husband's a director, Mark Waters. And so they've been traveling a lot. And she texted me. She goes, are you in New York? She's like, I'm here. Do you want to have a glass of champs? I'm like, yes. Come to Watch What Happens Live. I'm going by myself. So she came with me. And we had so much fun.
That's awesome.
The yeah, especially because Paul had picked up a couple of charamutas.
Oh, my God. Oh, Paul. He is just on one.
Oh, my gosh, Paul.
Anywhere he goes.
But he's like a chick magnet.
He really is, though. But, I mean, he's kind of a schmoozer, too. I mean, he just, he'll look at a girl. He just knows what to say. I mean,
but I don't think it's just women. I think it's everyone. He's he's one of those guys who just flirts.
Totally.
The men, women, children.
Right.
Like, he's just got that personality and...
You're right. He does.
He
compliments
him.
Everyone. He's awesome, though.
He's so sweet. When we were doing post-op this weekend, Terry's like, look at my wife. Look at my wife. Is she hot? Is she hot? And so finally, Paul starts going, yeah, I mean...
I know.
And then Terry goes, don't look at my wife.
Well, it didn't help that you were wearing, like, amazing and flattering dresses. So he was, like, just staring at you like, oh, my God.
Hey, 20 years. He's still looking. That's good.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you this crazy, embarrassing story of how I ripped my dress. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about Cristelli Mattresses. This is a very, very cool company. It's a third-generation family business that started back in 1931. Cristelli Mattresses, they craft every Cristelli mattress in Greenville, South Carolina, American-made. And they give back. Cristelli Mattresses donate 10 meals to hungry Americans for each mattress sold. I mean, come on. The bed is a sacred place. Lots of life happens there. And that's why what you sleep on matters. Cristelli makes more than mattresses. They make beds for life and they're giving back. Can you imagine? For every mattress they sell, they're going to donate 10 meals to hungry Americans. American made. And they offer a 50-night sleep trial. So you're not stuck with the wrong mattress. That's how sure they are. Every Cristelli mattress comes with a lifetime warranty. So you want to make a difference in the world and you want to make a difference in your sleep? Go to Cristelli.com. That's Cristelli.com. If anyone looked at my Instagram, I posted a picture of how I ripped my dress. So I bought this really cool navy Alexander Wang dress. I have a lot of their stuff, great quality stuff. And it was just a stretchy dress. It wasn't crazy tight. It was just stretchy dress. And I'm putting it on. And all of a sudden I looked down and I said, wait a minute, this must be twisted because I think there's a cutout in the back. And Natalie's like,
No, it took us a few minutes just to be like, okay, are we going to do it over your hands, over your head?
Oh, because
like,
my hair and makeup was done already.
Right. So it was hard. And then all of a sudden we're just putting it on. It just goes, and we're like, oh, it's fine. Probably just like a little snag somewhere.
Middle of the dress, huge hole.
Huge.
And we're looking at it. I go, let's just rock it.
Yeah, you owned it. I thought you would have like a moment of like, oh my God.
No. I had a moment of, do we stitch it?
Right.
Do I switch it out for a different outfit?
Right.
Or do we just do it? And then I thought, let's just do it. So if you want to see that picture, go to my Instagram at Heather Dubrow. You know what's funny? You know when you are meant, do you feel like when you, sometimes when you meet someone, you were meant to meet them?
Absolutely.
Have you had that experience before?
Yeah, a few times, yeah.
So we're coming back from New York, we're in the car, and I'm looking, I have a sorority sister of mine, Stacy Koppelman, who's now Stacy Fritz. Her sister, Jenny Hutt, has a serious radio show called Just Jenny.
Okay.
She's great. And I went to school with her sister and with Jenny's husband, Keith.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that so funny? So I know all of them.
Yeah.
And I've been on her show before, and we've talked, and I've run into her and Stacy and whatever. Really great family. And so I'm looking at Jenny's Twitter, and she's saying how this weekend she and her husband, Keith, were at this weekend, I don't know, workout, warrior, seminar thing with Gabrielle Reese and Laird Hamilton.
Okay.
Who are a married couple. You know, she's a famous volleyball player. He's a famous surfer. And I was looking at that, and I see Keith in an ice bath, and Jenny's working out. I'm like, wow, that is cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Anyway, forgot about it. And then we get to the airport, and Terry and I are about to get on the plane, and Terry goes, did you see who that was? And, you know, I noticed no one. I don't, even though they're like 8 feet tall.
Right.
Terry goes, that's Gabby Reese and Laird Hamilton. So I turned around, I went, oh my God, you were just with my friend. Like, I know them.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we ended up talking. They are the nicest people ever.
Really?
First of all, they're gorgeous. They're Amazons. They're gorgeous.
Oh, I can imagine.
They're so nice. They have these two beautiful kids with them.
Yeah.
And just chill and fun.
Like surfer type volleyball.
Yeah. And it was funny because remember when I just sang the national anthem at Angel Stadium, they had all the Olympic volleyball kids there. So we were talking. It was just cool. I don't know. I'm obsessed with her.
That's awesome.
We had such a fun time. And so we switched information and we started texting each other. I love her. And then I realized I saw her. I saw her speak at a charity lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe 8 years ago.
How random.
She was so inspiring, such a beautiful person inside and out. So I loved meeting them. That was so cool. And actually, Terry and I have something we are about to do that I'm going to call her and see if she wants to do with us because I think it would be really fun.
Ooh.
But I can't tell you about that yet.
Oh, what a tease.
I know. You know what? Terry and I have some really, really fun, cool things coming up that I
can't
wait. I
like that you guys are doing it together.
Oh, we have so much fun.
That's so amazing.
We have so much. Can you believe our book is finally coming out?
I know.
My gosh, the Kirkus reviews. I didn't even know what that was. See, it's interesting when you start a new venture, what you learn. I didn't even know what a Kirkus review was, but apparently it's very important when you write a book, and their reviews were so good.
It's crazy that you guys have literally been on Amazon, like number one Amazon bestseller for every day. I mean, every day can change, and you guys have been number one.
I think it's hour to hour it changes.
It's crazy.
It's so exciting. We're just thrilled, absolutely thrilled. It's really fun that Terry and I get to do all this cool stuff together.
I know. It's amazing.
Okay. Totally switching gears and totally random. Mm-hmm. But so have you ever done a thing where you want to leave a tip for someone, but you want them to see it and they're not looking up?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, absolutely.
Where?
Cold Stone, because if you...
When are you getting ice cream?
This was a long time ago. Maybe they don't do this anymore, but...
Liar.
Oh my God, I swear, I can't even eat ice, like, milk anymore. Or drink milk. Anyway, so you leave a tip and they'll sing for you, but if they don't recognize it, they won't sing. So you have to, like, get their attention, and then once you put it in there, then they'll do a little jingle.
They sing when you tip them?
Yeah, it's hilarious. I just do it just to embarrass them because some of them hate it.
That's so funny. I didn't even... Cold Stone's not in my...
It's not.
It's not in my path. I've been there before, but I didn't know that they did that. But I've tipped. No one sang for me.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's hilarious. Okay,
oh my
well,
God. We're more of... we have Baskin-Robbins near us, so we end up going to Baskin-Robbins. But here's my thing. So when I go to Starbucks and I want to leave a tip and they're not looking up, I wait. So my hand is hovering over the tip thing till they look up.
Right.
And usually I can make that happen. But have you ever been at a restaurant where they have a bathroom attendant?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I really want the bathroom attendant to know that I'm leaving my, especially if you're going to take something, like if you're going to take a mint or you're going to, I don't know. I always tip, but I just want them to see it. And I was putting the money in, and as I'm putting the money in, the gal got distracted and didn't see me put the money in. And then I took a minute and I felt like, does she think I didn't leave her any money?
Plus, you use the restroom a lot. You go pee a lot.
No, Terry does. At dinner, I never do.
Like, really?
Yeah.
So I can imagine, like, if you're using the... Because I feel like I use the restroom a lot. So I feel like if I'm always there, I want them to know...
Hey, I'm a camel. No, think about dinner. Think about when we go out to dinner.
No, I feel like you and Terry go a lot.
Oh, really? I don't.
Yeah, really?
No, Terry does. Terry goes every 5 seconds.
He does more than you.
Oh, my gosh. The amount of times I sit by myself at the table waiting for him to come back, and he takes his phone.
That's different. Yeah.
He takes his phone always, and it's not because he's afraid I'm going to snoop on his phone. It's because he needs to watch himself on some interview.
Yeah, and guys usually are like in and out. He's just...
Well, he's older. Prostate takes a little longer to make it all happen. Are you watching the Olympics at all?
I watched a little bit. I watched Michael Phelps do his fourth gold.
Well, it's boring by now. Jesus. All right, Michael Phelps is winning. Here's a gold.
I didn't think so.
I'm kidding.
Oh. I was like very intrigued by it.
My gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I love watching his wife sitting there with the baby and the little papoose. So cute.
Papoose?
You know what I mean? The little front carrier thing. So cute.
It is adorable.
But the thing I love the most is the gymnastics.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But you know what I find so incredible about the gymnastics team is that they're a team, mm-hmm. so they're vying to win a team gold. But at the same time, they're all trying to qualify for the individual events and the all-around because only two of them can compete in the all-around.
Right.
So they're teammates and competitors at the same time. But these girls are, I mean, the most supportive,
I know,
loving group of kids. And look, I mean, some of them are in their 20s already. Mm-hmm. Some are, you know, Simone is young. And I find it so inspiring.
I know, it's pretty amazing. I mean, did you see that guy that broke his leg?
Yes, and they dropped him.
They did not drop
they
him.
They did. They were carrying him out of the arena and dropped him.
Why did I not see that?
Oh, poor man. That was terrible.
That's so insane. I mean, maybe they just see, like, you know, that it's so dangerous at some point that they kind of have to just be, and they want to be supportive of, you know, their teammates.
I think so. And I think, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Even if one of them is a superstar, they all have to work as a team.
Exactly.
To get the team gold. I also like how they're hugging women and girls from other countries.
I love that too.
Because, you know, they're at meets with them everywhere
mm-hmm.
for years. Yeah. So they all know each other.
Totally.
And, you know, I just thought that was so cool. I love that one gal, I can't remember where she's from, who's 41, I think, or 40.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. Her son is older than one of the girls on the team.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And she's out there doing the vault.
What?
Amazing.
So there's no age limit? I thought there was.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought there was.
No. I just think if you qualify, you qualify. But, wow, I mean, unbelievable. One of the craziest things that I saw was I was watching the 10K,
mm-hmm.
the men's 10K.
Okay.
And so I'm watching it, which is what, like 6.2 miles, 6.4 miles, something like that. And this guy from the UK, Mo Farah mm-hmm. was his name. I wrote it down because I was blown away by this guy. He tripped and fell and like towards the beginning mm-hmm. of the race, and he ended up winning the gold.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
he
my
won
gosh.
The gold in the 10K. And I thought, what an amazing lesson. Here's a guy. Because remember we were talking last week about, like, gymnasts that, you know, when you fall off the beam or you're like,
you think about it.
And it ruins the rest of your thing. Here's a guy who trips and, I mean, literally fell on the ground, got up, not only finished the race, won the gold.
How I wonder if that like motivated him just to run even faster.
I don't know, but I just loved it. I loved the lesson
so
in it.
Cool.
I just loved it. You know what? We're all going to trip and fall in life. You pick yourself up. You use it to propel you forward.
Love that.
I absolutely.
Oprah Winfrey right there.
Loved. I did though. I loved it.
It's
my
amazing.
God. All right. So we were talking about Botch Post Up. So we filmed Botch Post Up this weekend. And the last few episodes have gone so well. We decided to go home because we were filming Saturday and Sunday. And last time we did it, we stayed over and we said, oh, it went so fast. We're going to go home. Well, by the time we were done and Terry said, you know, we're going to be in the car for like 2 hours. Why don't we just stay over? Mm-hmm. And our sitter could stay. And it was, you know, I went, let me look. So I opened my bag and I went, all right, I have extra underwear. I got a pair of contact lenses. I'm good.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I have no face wash. I have no moisturizer. I have nothing. And Kelly, who's been a friend of mine for a gazillion years, and he does my hair, he had put these little extra pieces in my hair in the front mm-hmm. to like make it super vavoomy for yeah. this particular look. And you have to take them out with alcohol because they're tape.
Right.
They're like taped in little pieces. I yeah. love them. They're yeah. so good.
They look so natural.
They look so good. Yeah. So he tapes in these little pieces. And I said, don't leave them in because Terry and I are going to go out to dinner and I have alcohol at home. And I'll take, well, now I have nothing.
Right.
So we get to the front desk. I'm like, I need alcohol. They're like, oh, the shop is closed, but we'll get you alcohol. I said, okay. Well, what they did was they opened their emergency kit and they got those tiny little alcohol squares that you use to clean a cut
yeah.
before you put the Band-Aid on.
Yeah.
And they gave me 30 of them. But you know, some of them are dry.
Right.
And some of them are kind of wet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, to get the things out of my hair was so bad.
Oh, like painful? Like
painful.
Hair falling out of it?
I'm sure I waxed my head. It was not good. But they did in the room. They had, you know, sometimes they have a shaving kit. So they had razors so I could shave my legs yeah. And they had Q-tips.
I may have called ahead and just made sure you had all that. Just throwing well,
by
that
the
out
way,
there.
You always do that, but not on the alcohol so much. But here's the thing.
Hey, by the way, they wouldn't leave it in your room because they were going to make you pay for it. Because
who cares?
That's what I said. Oh. I said, so have it at the front desk. That way she can pay for it, and then she'll take it up to her room herself.
Oh.
They go, okay, so we'll have a couple bottles here for her.
No, there was no
bottle.
It was the little squares you have to rip open.
Oh,
so
painful.
I'm like in my scalp going... And then you all know how sensitive I am, so I'm using the bar of soap that's sitting there to clean my face, that black mascara running down my face. I'm washing my hair. My head's getting itchy. It was so bad. But here's the worst thing, and tell me if you could go here. Terry has an extra set of everything in his – he carries a bag, like I call it a workout bag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a dop kit in there for him with shampoo and whatever. Mm-hmm. So he had a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Because there was no tooth, you know, sometimes in a hotel they give you a tooth kit. There was no tooth kit.
I asked for that.
Nope, no tooth kit.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing. But Terry had a toothbrush there and he's like, oh, just use mine.
Okay. Oh my God. What? Was there something in the toothbrush?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No. I'm just saying, look. I love my husband, and we've been together almost 20 years. But why is there something about sharing a toothbrush with someone that is so disgusting? I know. We have sex. We share bodily fluids. I understand all this. But it's my toothbrush.
No. It's so funny. That night, I spent the night at my sister's house, and I didn't bring a toothbrush, so I had to use hers. And I was thinking, I wonder what her teeth are like. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to really rinse it out with hot water, and then I'm just going to brush. And I just did it. I wasn't grossed out.
Now
about
you're virally linked to her husband.
Oh, my. Wait. Oh, God. Stop.
Think about that.
Gross.
Yeah. Gross.
At least this is your husband, though.
I know. I mean, it's not like I was vomiting or gagging. I just thought,
it's a little weird.
Oh, I just don't want to use this toothbrush. There's bacteria in the mouth. I don't know.
Not like there's bacteria anywhere else, right?
I know, but you know what you're getting into in that
totally.
Scenario. This is when you're supposed to be getting clean.
Totally. It's like... That's so funny.
It's so bad. He's going to kill me. All right, let's move on to the beauty tip. Okay, my beauty tip is hydrating your skin. Your legs and arms look so much better when they're moisturized, and you can use almost anything, but I like using oil. And I'm talking about this because we were filming Botch Post Up this weekend, and on camera, it looks so nice for your legs and arms to just have a little shine.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. You have to make sure you're not greasy. You can't like grease yourself up like a pork chop, you know, with baby oil and you're dripping and greasy looking. It's got to be very, very subtle. Like mm-hmm. rice oils are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to just use a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to get a little shine. A little shine on the leg, a little shine on the arm. And what's good to do is to put on your outfit first. Because you don't want to put it on you and then put your outfit on because then you can get it on your clothes. But you have to be very, very careful. You want to get dressed, put a tiny bit on your hands, rub it on the exposed areas, and then wash your hands.
Yes.
Very important. Okay, we're going to move on to our hippest, hottest, newest. And in studio, the two cutest little girls ever, that would be Katarina Dubrow.
Hello.
And Coco Dubrow.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good.
How are you enjoying summer?
Good.
It's awesome.
Good. Are you missing Max and Nikki while they're away at sleepaway camp?
Yes.
Yeah.
You are? Are you just being politically correct or do you really miss them?
I miss them.
Okay.
I just miss Nikki.
Oh, you just miss Nikki. All right,
just
not Max.
Nikki.
Max and Nikki.
You miss Max,
I miss
and
Max and Nikki.
We just went to a cool restaurant before we came here. Jessica Biel and I think a stylist friend of hers opened this place called Au Fudge, and it's AU, like French, like Au Fudge. And it's so fun.
It was so cute.
Wasn't that cute? First of all, the food was terrific.
Amazing.
They served champagne.
Oh, that was great. That was a perk.
Nice. We never do that before the podcast, but there you go. We did a little bit. So Au Fudge, they have a little retail in the front, and then there's a restaurant and a bar.
And a kid place.
And then the kid place. So they had a treehouse, right?
Yeah, so the treehouse was like a bed and then those cushions, and it was really cool.
And what'd they do with you in the room? They did crafts?
So we did crafts. I did one for my camera, and she did... I have no idea what she did one for.
What'd you do, Coco?
I didn't do anything.
We did, like, jewelry boxes.
Oh, yeah, you made a box.
I made a jewelry box for you.
Thank you.
To put your jewelry in it.
Thank you. Okay, so we're ready for the hippest, hottest, newest. Who's
no
going
touching?
To go first?
Oh, can I go first?
Yes. Okay, Katarina was the one that inspired me to have the girls here today to help out with the hippest, hottest, newest. What is your hippest, hottest, newest today, Katarina?
So my hippest, hottest, newest is a game because I went to a camp and one of the counselors, they made this game and it's really good for the earth and it's fun.
What's the, it's an app?
It's an app called Apple Seeds.
It's called Apple Seeds with an S at the end. Apple Seeds. So you can go to your app store on iTunes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what is the app?
So the point of the game is to help this guy catch apples and plant trees and restore the hearts of trees of each land. And every heart tree that you get, a real tree in real life gets planted.
So you play this game, you get this app called Apple Seeds, and you play this game, and for every heart tree you get in the game, which is probably a certain level, they will plant a real tree. How many trees have they planted so far?
They've planted 3,000 trees, and their goal is to 1 million trees through just that game.
Wow. They've planted 3,000 trees. Their goal is 1 million. So go get the app for Apple Seeds. And wait, you know the guy.
Yeah, I went to camp, and he was the counselor.
What's his name?
Wilson.
So Wilson, your counselor from Ocean Adventure Camp, told you about the app.
Yes.
Isn't that great? I love that. It's fun and it helps the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Very well done. That is a great hippest, hottest, newest. Coco, are you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have it. What is your hippest, hottest, newest?
Bath bombs are the things that you put in water.
Bath bombs. All right, Coco's hippest, hottest, newest is bath bombs. So you put them in your bath and what happens?
They change colors.
Which one is your favorite one, Coco?
The pink and purple one.
The pink and purple one. And what happens when you put it in?
It changes colors.
Okay, now you don't have to ask Katarina this time. You just tell me from your experience, how many bath bombs have you done?
I think I have done 15, I think.
15. I think you've done more, by the way. I think you've bought out the entire bath bomb store. So there are these balls, and you put them in your bath, and they dissolve.
Mommy,
and do they feel fizzy?
They don't.
They don't feel fizzy?
No.
But I noticed some of them have objects in them, like petals. Do they float in the bathtub?
No. Yes.
Mom.
The things in the bath bomb is good for your skin.
Right, because some of them make your skin softer. Some of them are fizzy, they're different colors, and they do different things, right? Some of them relax you.
Some make bubbles.
Some make bubbles. And some are crazy colors. Some are rainbow colored, right? They're fun. Coco, would you recommend a bath bomb for a kid, an adult, or both? Who would you tell this would be a good idea?
Both.
You like it. Is it a good idea to put 10 bath bombs in the water at the same time?
No.
Why?
Because it would turn brown.
It's sort of like mixing paint, right? If you mix all the colors, it turns brown.
Birth color.
Where do you buy your bath bombs, Coco?
At Lush.
Yeah, oh. Lush is a good store. That's
Lush is at Fashion Island.
Yeah, we get them at Fashion Island at the Lush store. Thank you both so much for being here. I love you very much, and I'm excited for our trip.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Natasha Leggero and Nikki Lindholm from Another Period are coming up next. But before, my gosh, I don't even know how they did laundry back in those days. But I'll tell you, with four kids, we do a lot of laundry now. And something that's so cool, that's new, is Crystal Wash. It's a proven technology that will last for up to 1,000 loads of laundry. And it's proven to be as effective as laundry detergent. And you can naturally clean your clothes without using laundry detergent. It's better for your skin, especially if you have sensitive skin like me. It's better for the environment and more gentle on your fabrics. All you do is you take these two balls and you put them in your laundry machine. Crystal Wash uses the special power of bioceramics from the earth that were developed using various minerals with very effective antibacterial and antioxidant properties. So as these balls move around in your laundry machine, it changes the chemistry and raises the pH balance of the water. The higher alkaline water created by Crystal Wash enables dirts and soils to be soaked free naturally. And this process creates a natural hydrogen peroxide type effect, which, you know, a lot of that sounds like a mumbo jumbo, but in layman's terms, it means it's disinfecting your clothes, killing bacteria and odors. And Crystal Wash has proven to work for at least 1,000 washes. I mean, think about how much money you're going to save. Basically, for an average household, it's going to save you about $200 to $300, what you would usually spend on laundry detergent. Go to crystalwash.com/Heather to learn more about how this works. And you can do 1,000 loads of laundry without using detergents or chemicals again. And not to mention, save hundreds of dollars on laundry detergents. You're going to love Crystal Wash. And if you don't, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is try it out for a few loads of laundry and see for yourself. Best part yet, for Heather DuBrow's World fans, they're offering $10 off your first set. So you could start saving money right away. Go to crystalwash.com/Heather. Again, that's crystalwash.com/Heather. And discover the power of this affordable, all-natural laundry method today. I also want to tell you about Soyve. I love Soyve. I've been using Soyve, honestly, for years, since before I met Terry. They first started in 1982 when two friends, a Jewish boy and a Chinese girl, came together over their love of food, Asian flavors, secret family recipes, and the idea to bottle the best tasting sauces possible using only the freshest ingredients around. No preservatives and no additives. Inspired by Asian classic flavors with a deliciously kosher twist, Soyve brings the flavor in a big, big way. And they have a full lineup of marinades and sauces, including, and this is my favorite, its best-selling Very Very Teriyaki. Soyve has got a taste to match every kind of eater and any kind of ingredient. Soyve marinades and sauces come in five flavors. They have Soyve Very Very Teriyaki, Soyve Hoisin Garlic, Soyve Island Teriyaki, I have to try this next one. I haven't had this one yet. Soyve Spicy and Sweet Chili Heat. And Soyve Very Very Teriyaki Less Sodium. Soyve marinades and sauces are easy to use. They're incredibly versatile, whether you're grilling, baking, broiling, or stir frying. You can marinate something in this, or you can use it as a dipping sauce, which is what I love to do. And they have the finest, freshest ingredients like sesame seeds, garlic, onion, and ginger. So find Soyve in the marinade aisle or the Asian food section of your local grocery store. Do you want some inspiration? Check out soyve.com for recipe ideas. That's soyvay.com. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Please welcome the creators, executive producers, and stars of the Comedy Central hilarious show, Another Period, Natasha Leggero and Ricky Lindholm.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
I'm so glad you're here.
We are too.
I'm obsessed with your show.
Thank you. We
tried. I was worried to do this because I don't really watch The Housewives.
Well, I
neither do.
I watch it.
The only reason I watch it is because I have to write a blog. It's like the meanest thing. I never watch myself as an actress. I never like to watch myself on TV. But you have to write a blog contractually, so you have to watch the show.
Right, because you don't know what they're going to put in there.
And you don't know what everyone else is saying about you.
Right.
Wait, what do you mean you have to write a blog contractually?
It's in your contract. You have to write a blog every week talking about how you feel about the show.
Oh.
Wow. We don't have any of that. But you do. Some people do. They have to tweet about it. They have to. It's like all part of the package now.
Yeah, you do. And you want to promote it, of course. Mm-hmm. All right. Tell me, because when I watch your show, to me, it's like Downton Abbey run amok.
Yes. It's like if a family like the Kardashians moved into Downton Abbey, but didn't change at all. Didn't change the way they spoke.
They still want to be famous.
Yes.
It's so funny. And you guys just got picked up for a third season.
Yeah. We start in like a month.
Mm-hmm.
So. Now, lucky me, I got sent the rest of the episodes for the season. So
you've already watched them all?
Uh-huh. Oh, awesome.
So I know what happened. So I have to remember where you are. You still have two episodes that haven't aired, right?
Mm-hmm. We have two.
Okay. So I can't talk about it. Tell me, how did you come up with the show?
Over alcohol, over a glass of wine, pretty much, right?
Like, that.
How all the best ideas start. Yeah.
It is. Like, we were for weeks, we wanted to make something because we just realized that most of the things that we were in weren't funny. And we're like, we both had
90 IMDb credits. Like, we've done so many things. You know?
I know, because I was trying to figure out, Natasha, how we knew each other. And I'm going, what? And I'm looking at your IMDb, I'm like, no. What? She's done like a 1,000 things. Jesus.
But yeah, we were realizing we wanted to, and everyone we knew, like especially the men around us, were all creating their own content. Mm-hmm. And so we got together and thought about how we could create a show that we could be in.
And we wanted to parody a reality show. And after a week of brainstorming, we realized it wasn't possible. Like, you can't make it worse than it is. There's nothing more you can do. So,
but then we had this idea, because I had an idea about the turn of the century and also an idea about like a fake reality show. And Ricky's idea was, well, why don't we combine those two things? And then we went to Newport, Rhode Island, and we just learned about all these rich families who really lived there. And, you know, it was like the American version of Downton Abbey, which no one really talks about. Because
it's like the new money version.
Yeah. So like the Gilded Age was happening here too, but it was like out of control. People were like inventing ways to spend their money, and they didn't come from long lines of lords and dukes. They were like, you know, fur trappers who got like a bunch of money. And then there was no income tax.
And there's no no respect at all.
No respect.
Right. It's a little bit Real Housewives of 1902.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you know what I mean? Just like new ways to spend money you never thought of, you know, and just like products and just like, you know, I don't know.
It's so funny. I love that. I mean, I have boy-girl twins, so this is kind of gross, but I sort of love the incestuous relationship.
That is kind of gross.
Correct. You did a montage once of the two of you, you know, in the field. The song. Oh, the song.
Yes. Yeah, I can't swear on this, right?
No, but you could say F.
F you in heaven, yeah.
I can't wait to F you in heaven. Literally.
Beatrice decides she wants to kill herself because if she goes to heaven, then she can have sex with her twin brother all day long. That's like, you know, perfect logic. Yeah.
But it's done in such it's such a palatable way.
It's so sweet and innocent. Our goal is to get people to root for them, to fall in love, and then realize, oh, no, that's gross. And then lull them in again to be like, I just want them. No, you know.
How did you two meet?
Just same way I kind of know you. I mean, I don't really know you, but, you know, in the comedy scene, we all kind of know each other.
Yeah.
And then we went to Africa together.
Why?
We were involved in this charity called Malaria No More, and we went to Senegal to make sort of comedy videos about malaria, which is kind of sounds strange. And then we would go
and
into these
villages.
Not
funny.
Yeah. It's like there's an oxymoron in there somewhere.
Right. But we would go into these villages and teach people about the malaria antidote. It was this a sort of amazing experience. But for the first like 3 or 4 days, it was just the two of us. And so we bonded over basically how hot it was. And
we were very uncomfortable.
Were you scared?
It was like, it was definitely a very interesting, because Senegal is like the western tip of Africa, and it's not very developed. It's not really a place that people go to vacation.
There's no spa.
No.
No. Like, there would be a beach that everyone at 6 o'clock, like, the whole city would go work out in, and the sewage was, like, just open. And so it was like, I don't have a very strong constitution, so, like, we'd go to the workout beach, and then I would just, like, you know, almost start vomiting, and, you know, it was just, like, very hot and very uncomfortable, and just getting used to, like, you know, we would go to, like, you know, on the freeway, there'd be, like, everyone would have to stop their car, and, like a family and some goats would just cross in front of the freeway, like, you know, it's just a different, and then we flew inland to a village where people, I think they...
Dindefelo,
this village, but didn't they have like many wives?
I think so. Yeah, it wasn't.
People had many wives.
Are you against many wives?
I feel
like they could pick up the slack.
I wish I had a wife. I want someone to like.
I have a wife. I have Natalie.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty interesting you say that.
Yeah. I'll get it for you. Okay.
Yeah, when you read about the Mormons, especially the early Mormons, they were very like a lot of the women were very pro many wives.
Yeah,
like,
they had a plan.
They were feminists. Yeah. They were for it. But it's just so hard. Like, it's hard to, you know, not imagine the men kind of manipulating them into that so they can have sex with everyone they want, you know?
It's the emotional part that gets in the way because it takes a village. It really does. And it would be nice to have someone helping. But, yeah, I get that.
But, you know, what's interesting is, like, women have assistants and men have wives. You know, like, some men I know, they're like, oh, why do you have an assistant? It's like, who does your laundry? Who picks up your cleaning?
Oh, who does your schedule?
Yeah, it's like,
who put that hotel for you?
Who takes care of the kids? Yeah. Who schedules the cleaning lady? Who, you know what I mean?
I know.
It's like, the woman does all of that. So, like, how can you have a career and do all of that without an assistant or some kind of help or a wife?
Yeah,
yeah, a wife.
Right.
I think
it's
Amy
so
Poehler
true.
Talks about that in her book. Like, you need to have a wife.
You do. I know. It's so true. Wait, so you're married, Natasha. You're married.
I just got married. Yes.
You just? Oh, but congratulations.
I don't really feel like a married woman. I don't associate myself, but I guess I am.
When did you get married?
In October last year.
That's almost a year.
Okay, I'm married.
Did you take his name?
No.
Oh, don't worry. It took me like 14 years.
Oh, you took his name after 14
Finally.
Years?
Well, you know, his last name's Dubrow, but everyone says Dubrow.
Oh.
And that sounds like eyebrow. Mm-hmm. So I told him if he changed the spelling to D-U-B-R-E-A-U-X, like it was Dubrow.
Oh.
Could totally be into that.
Yeah.
He didn't go for that.
Oh, that's not how it's spelled.
No, it's D-U-B-R-O-W. But, you know, after a certain amount of time, I thought, okay, I got to go with the brand.
Right.
Wait, when you were doing stand-up, what was your last name? Same?
No, Heather Page Kent.
Okay.
My stand-up career was like a blink of an eye, though.
How many times did you do it?
You know, a handful. What happened was I was doing a musical with a bunch of stand-ups. It was sort of like Punchline, the musical, and I played a girl that was going to move to New York to become a stand-up. So I said to the producers, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea for me to try this stand-up thing? And they're like, yeah, that's a great idea. I'm like, oh, shoot, now I got to actually do this.
Right.
So, I mean, thank God no one heckled me. And, it was good, though, and I ended up doing the Toyota Comedy Festival 1 year, and it was fun. It was an amazing experience, but that is a gift. I don't pretend to be a stand-up at all. That is a whole different, but I'm glad I got the experience.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Punchline the Musical sounds like a really good idea.
It was fun. It was me and, you know, Craig Shoemaker?
Mm-hmm.
So it was me and Craig Shoemaker, Stanley Ullman, a bunch of really fun comics.
I'm already writing a musical in my head that's like Chorus Line, but for stand-ups.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh. Nobody steal that. I copyrighted
it. I already have a patent in. It's already there. Yeah. All right, so you got married last October.
I did, yes.
And how's that going? So are you still talking? It's good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Wait, you're supposed to stop talking after?
No, I'm just saying, in Hollywood, that's like a golden marriage already. You're fine. It's good.
Okay.
Is he in the business?
He is a comedian, yes, and he also writes on another period.
And he's on another period.
Oh,
he plays the doctor.
Oh, that's your husband?
Moshe,
Jewish
man.
Oh, yeah, he's so cute. I love that.
Okay.
Do you guys write every episode? You just said he's writing on it, so you have a staff, obviously. But do you two come up with every episode? Do you write every episode?
No, we do it all with our staff. We sort of make sure it goes through the final filter because it's just like tonally has to all be the same. So we kind of like put it through our filter at the end. But, you know, we only write maybe half of them or something like that. But we constantly rewrite things,
yeah. You know, so it's not like people just write the script and then send it in and it goes. It's like people, because you all, it's hard to, I don't know how people write it all themselves. It's and there's two of us. It's like,
right.
Because you have to be the quality control and, you know, it's so helpful to have other people look at things and
pitch jokes
with a different eye.
Yeah, because you can sometimes lose track of what's funny when you're sick of something. Because sometimes Ricky will say, Natasha, I think you might just be sick of that. Because I'm like, this isn't funny. And it's like, wait, it was funny like 35 times ago, like when I read it, the first draft. But then some things keep making you laugh. So it's just really hard.
But it's like that thing where you have to remember the feeling you had when you first read it. You're like, did it make me laugh out loud? I have to remember that. You almost have to like make a note for yourself. Be like, don't change this because 3 months from now you're going to be sick of it. Like, you have to, like, people will laugh out loud the way you did.
Well, it's funny because you talked about quality control, which is interesting to me because, you know, this show is out there.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that there's a boundary to a line you don't want to cross.
Yeah, there is.
Well, honestly, the line we don't want to cross is sort of like hacky spoof.
Mm-hmm.
Our
right.
show is like a little more satirical and highbrow, and we like to think, you know, the jokes are smart.
They are.
And, you know, so it's like if something, I mean, and also we do have like, you know, fart jokes.
Yeah.
But it's.
Well, there are men watching.
So. Yeah. But, you know, they usually make us laugh. I mean, like, I had diarrhea off of a hot air balloon on a date with a prince. But it was just making us laugh, so we put it in, you know, but we're not like trying to think of like the most disgusting, stupid, juvenile thing.
I love that Padgett's in the show. I haven't seen her in years.
She's so good in the show, and the voice she does is ridiculous.
It's so
Dodo.
Funny. Dodo. Yeah. She's so funny. It took me a minute when I first watched. Like, I knew she was on the show, but I went, is that Padgett?
Because she's so unglamorous on it. Usually she, you know, she's like got makeup on and like knee-high boots on or something, or like thigh-high boots on or something. And yeah.
Well, speaking of tone, Ricky was saying the other day that the reason why everyone's so good is because Padgett came in and she was just like so good that
you had to raise the bar.
Everyone just started being better.
I think it was from the first table we had Padgett because it was kind of like comedians mess. Like,
I mean, not that the comedians aren't amazing.
No, but they went, oh, this is the kind of, okay, well, what's my backstory? Where do I, you know?
That's so funny.
People do that for their characters. They have a backstory. They have their like moment before. They have their like acting 101 stuff that they bring in.
That's so, because we were talking about my name before. Padgett's tweeted me recently, or someone tweeted me like, oh, I saw Heather Dubrow somewhere. And Padgett tweeted, oh my gosh, I saw her at Starbucks last year and it was exciting. Something like, it was exciting. I'm going, does she not realize I'm me? Is that, remember we were talking about that?
Wait, have you met her before?
Oh yeah, a million times. I think when I was on That's Life, she had a show with John Cryer.
She was like starstruck by you because she saw you at Starbucks?
Yeah, and I'm going, does she not remember that I'm Heather Page Kent?
Do you know what I mean?
Is that so weird? I don't think I've really changed.
We'll tell her.
Yeah, would you tell her it's me?
Yeah. Well, why didn't she say something at Starbucks?
Why didn't she say hi? I didn't see her. But she tweeted to me and I wrote back, ha ha, Padgett, and she didn't respond. And I was like, oh, anyway, tell her I said hi.
We will.
Oh my gosh, we have so much more to talk about with these two. Aren't they hilarious? But before we get to that, let's talk about the summer. Because you know summer means travel. And I know a lot of you listen to Heather Dubrow's World while you're driving around. Well, guess what? Audible is an amazing destination to discover audiobooks. Whether it's a mystery, a thriller, a memoir, or a bestseller, Audible turns travel time into story time. So you could just download your books or your shows to your mobile device and listen anytime or anywhere. They have an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, and comedy. Audible is your best source for travel time entertainment. And they have very easy features that really help, like chapter navigation and narration speed control. And you can even share your favorite audio excerpts with friends. Audible members have access to original audio shows, short stories, news, comedy, and so much more. Are you listening to anything we should be checking on Audible? Tweet to me your suggestions and include hashtag Audible Heather. Wait, please do that because you know what? I love getting recommendations from friends. I love hearing, oh my gosh, have you listened to this? Have you read this? Have you read this? Well, I don't have time to read. You're like me. You're busy. You're driving your kids around all summer. Put on Audible and catch up to what everyone else is talking about. Start a 30-day trial and download your first audiobook for free. Go to audible.com/Heather to get started. That's That's audible.com/Heather for a free 30-day trial and audiobook. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans proudly supports Heather Dubrow's World. Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage approval process into the 21st century. It's fast, powerful, and completely online. So Rocket Mortgage has taken all the complicated, time-consuming parts of applying for a mortgage out of the equation. Do you hate searching like me through stacks of old files and paperwork? Well, with Rocket Mortgage, you can easily share your bank statements and pay stubs at the touch of a button, helping you to get approved in minutes for a custom mortgage solution that's been tailored to your unique financial situation. Even better, with Rocket Mortgage, you can do all of this on your phone or your tablet. It's a quick online process that you can manage from the convenience of your couch. So, if you're looking to refinance your mortgage or buy a home, check it out. Check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/Heather. That's quickenloans.com/Heather. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
I love the clothes on the show.
It's so fun. That's like the best part. You just get to dress like a princess.
Well, your crown, I mean, stop.
Sometimes she has a double crown.
I mean, it's so funny.
Well, our costume designer is really talented, and Kate Crowley, and she just is like so passionate about the time period. And if I like want to wear something low cut in the day, she's like, unless I can really wrap my mind around why Lillian would wear a low-cut dress in the day, because in 1902 you would only wear a high-collar dress in the day. And then I'd be like, well, I think she's trying to show off her cleavage. She's really trying to get attention. And she's like, okay, I think I can justify that. But like everything's very – like if you were like a nerd, wardrobe nerd, if that's a thing, you would – everything would be exact in
but
our show.
But that's what makes it so great. I mean, for me, when I'm watching it, that's what – it's those kinds of details that make you buy it. Mm-hmm. Because if you were wearing the low-cut dress during the day, then you'd go, well, they wouldn't really do that. Do they really do that? But because
but would you really know that?
I mean, it's something that separates it from being like a sketch on the show.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if I would know that, but I think there's just something about the authenticity. It just really looks appropriate.
Yes. And even when we have guests like Harriet Tubman or Freud, you know, we try to kind of make them the age, Helen Keller, you know, they're the age that they were at that time period. So, you know, we're not trying to invent history.
Right.
Well, we are in a way. Yeah, a because bit. Obviously Harriet Tubman was not like Oprah branding herself. Well,
but do you know?
That's the thing. That's the thing. You don't know. We weren't there.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's why we liked the Frederick becoming president, her twin brother becoming president, because...
Or vice
president. Vice president.
I was going to say he was vice. Did I miss an episode?
No.
But what's crazy is there wasn't a vice president at that time period. In that time period. So we're like, okay, technically it could have happened.
Teddy just didn't have one, which I didn't know you could do. But he's like, no.
I love when Taft walks in. He's like, theft. And he goes, no.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Do you guys
Jason Ritter's so talented.
They're, oh, so talented.
Do you know him at all?
No, I've never met him, but he's so talented. But you're all so talented. It's all so good. You know, sometimes you watch a show and you like most everyone, but there's that one character that you're like, yeah, it was her cousin or... No, everyone is so good. So do you write for your own characters mostly, or can you write in each other's voice?
We can write for each other's characters. Yeah. Totally. We just know each other's characters so well.
And sometimes we'll have some lines, and if we're in a scene together, we'll be like, oh, that sounds more like Lillian. That sounds more like Beatrice. I mean, Lillian's kind of like the dumb leader, and Beatrice is sort of like the...
dumb follower.
Yeah, but she's also like a complete idiot.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, we've swapped. When someone writes a script for us, we'll swap lines. Like, we'll change the names of the characters who have them because, yeah, it fits better.
What is the most fun thing about doing this show?
I think playing with our friends. We have the funniest friends who, like, some of them have amazing careers. Some of them have not been utilized enough. And for some of them, this is like a showcase. And people are like, oh, that person's amazing. But, like, it's just so fun to play with our friends who are so talented and hilarious. And we just get to do that every day.
Awesome. In princess outfits,
yes.
In a castle.
Yes. In Silver Lake. Yeah.
Close to our house. Right.
It's so...
walking to work.
I love it. It's so wrong that it's so right. I mean, honestly.
Thank you.
Absolutely all of it.
Wait, how many months a year do you film?
For Housewives? Mm-hmm. Housewives, their principal photography is like 3.5 months, but it never ends. There's interviews and reunions. And,
right. Oh, 3.5 months, that's not that long. I don't know why I thought it was like 9 months or something.
No, it's not that bad.
There's just a lot of traveling in that time. Like,
They pack a lot into a short period of time. You have to have a very interesting life in a very short period of time. Right. So anything you want to do for the year, you just save it.
Right. You guys have anything to talk about?
Don't talk about that yet. What's next for you guys?
Well, season three.
I know, which is by the way, that's huge. Well, I mean, it's so hard to get a show on the air these days. It's hard to keep a show on the air, and you guys are moving into a very successful season three.
It's insane. We're so grateful.
Well, it's like Ricky and I, we edit, we're in the post-production, we're in the writer's room, we're in it. So it's like, it pretty much, has there been a month off? Not really.
No, we do this 12 months a year. Basically, like, we'll have like weeks where we like only have 2 conference calls, and like, so that'll be like the week off, but like, we're never not.
But we're gonna start brainstorming for season 3, or I mean, we already have, but we're gonna kind of start our official session like in 2 weeks. And you know, right now,
we finished post 2 Fridays ago,
right?
And this week we're in writer meeting.
It really does take all year,
but
you know, we're also writing a movie, and she has her band. And
what's your band?
It's called Garfunkel and Oates.
I read that.
It's like a comedy duo band. That's how we met. It's like stand up, but with songs. And that's why I was like, oh, musical for comedians. Yeah. But we met.
And Ricky
backstage.
And Kate, her partner, they write the songs for our show too.
We wrote F You in Heaven.
The musical, I mean, I come from musical theater, so to me it like adds that extra element of fabulousness. I love the numbers.
Every year I'm like, can we have 2 musical numbers? And they're like, no, this one. We only had 1 a year, but I want a whole musical episode.
Do you ever want to like arbitrarily just kill people off?
Yes.
I think we do.
Yeah.
By the way, you do.
Who do you want to see dead out of our cast?
I can't say that because I know too much already. Wait, what hasn't aired? You have 2 episodes left to
go,
right?
Yeah.
So it's basically the finale. So Lillian married the old man.
Yep.
And then I think we're out. Oh, and then he died.
Right. Well, he dies at the end of episode 9, I think.
Yes.
So we've seen that.
Yes. Yeah, he's dead before the last 2 episodes.
Right. So he's dead, and then everything, you know, Hortense and Bertram, you know, they might take her place. Maybe, maybe not. Well, it's the first scene, so they do.
My favorite love story of all times.
Hortense and Bertram?
Yes, love.
Because you love musical theater, so you know Andrew Reynolds.
Yeah, love.
Book of Mormon.
Yeah, fabulous.
Have you met him?
No.
Oh, you should have him on the show. You would love him.
I love him on the show.
He's so beautiful.
I know,
He reminds me of Cary Grant because he's got that old-timey voice and just sort of that, like, open.
You make me laugh, Hortense. He's so funny.
There's somebody in her makeup and her hair and the mole. Oh,
poor Lauren. She's so cute in person, and we just like take it way down.
But it reminds me of what, like, did you watch Downton Abbey?
Yes.
All right. So remember, what's the redheaded sister?
Edith. Where you're like, oh, she's a pretty girl. Like, why do they all think she's so ugly?
And you see her on the red carpet. She's beautiful.
They're all so mean to her.
They're so mean.
She probably takes such an extra effort to look hot, though, on the red carpet.
Wouldn't you? But she got it in the end. She's like the Viscountess of whatever. Mm-hmm. She like made out better than Mary. You know, Mary's right. like with a driver.
Oh, right. I haven't That's watched true. The rest.
Oh, sorry.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, but erase,
Mary
Natasha.
Finds happiness, though.
Maybe. Mary finds happiness.
Kind of,
okay.
yeah.
Okay, so tease. Or did we tease the last two episodes? Or what do you tease like season three? What are we hoping? What do we get to see in season three?
Wow, we haven't.
Like, we don't know.
We don't
yet.
Know yet. Like, no, we don't know yet.
We have so many possibilities, and we have like so many amazing writers mm-hmm. that are going to be, you know, helping us, and we're going to be, you know, because it's like last year I think we had like 50 ideas, and we could only pick 10.
Right.
So there's a lot of places we wanted to go that mm-hmm. we couldn't go last year. Mm-hmm. So
will you ever jump time, or does it pick up right where it left off?
I think it picks up right where it left off.
Oh, good.
Unless it's yeah. a massive hit, and then season four we're going to be in Paris,
right?
In 1920.
I love it.
Yeah, just because Downton did the thing where they would skip 10 years. And so we're like, we won't do that.
Well, honestly, the reason why we don't do it is because the Gilded Age is so fascinating. Like,
yeah.
There was like this 13 years from like 1902 to 1913 where people had, you know, they weren't paying income tax. America was figuring out, do we do kings and queens? Like, what's our deal?
Right.
Like, they didn't really
know.
Who
are we?
Yeah. Right. And so it's such an interesting time in history.
I mean, do we do kings and queens?
But nobody really addresses it. Everyone always wants to get to the 1920s because the clothes are better, the hair cuts better.
Oh, see, I don't
they
want
think to
the
see like gangsters
better.
And like, you know, and I think that for women, the Gilded Age when women couldn't even read is like so fascinating. So it's like to explore this time period, and it's just very untread upon. How do you say it? Like,
yeah, you know, I get it. And reading's so overrated, and those flapper dresses have no waist.
And I don't know if anyone looks good in short hair. I wouldn't.
I mean, I think the turn of the century look is challenging to look hot in, but
well,
we try.
I love it. I love you guys. I love another period. Comedy Central, last two episodes. They're so good. Wait till you see them. I can't even wait to see what happens in season three. Natasha Leggero, Ricky Lindholm, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
Thank you for having us.
And
thank
best
you,
of
Heather.
Luck.
Thank you.
They were awesome.
They're so funny. They're so cute.
They're so cute. Natasha and Ricky are amazing. I love that show. I'm mildly obsessed. Okay, Natalie, what do we have for Dear Heather?
Okay, so here is a question, and it's from Trisha. And she says, Dear Heather, I just found out that I'm pregnant.
Aww, yay, congratulations.
My husband and I are so happy to share the news, but my husband's cousin recently confided to the family that she suffered a miscarriage.
Mm.
Should we tell her and her husband our good news first to be mindful of their feelings, or should they find out with the rest of the family? We aren't super close, but I don't want to make it seem like I'm rubbing salt in a wound.
You know what? I think that's very sweet that you're having that thought. First of all, congratulations. It's super exciting. I think that your instincts are correct. I think that there's something nice about calling your cousin and saying, hey, listen, I just want to let you know that we're pregnant and, you know, just be super honest. And, you know, obviously with what you just went through, and I know that you will have a baby and everything will be great, you know, your version of that. But just having that conversation, being honest, they're not blindsided, because, gosh, to be in a room with a whole bunch of people and hear that when you're suffering is terrible. But I think if you give them a heads up so they can process the information and respond appropriately, because I'm sure they're going to be very, very happy for you. But look, when you've suffered a setback in your own life, sometimes it's hard and you need to digest a little. So I think that's a great idea.
So here's Stephanie from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Hi, Heather. I love your podcast and you're my all-time favorite housewife. I have a sweet one-year-old baby boy, and unfortunately, I developed an umbilical hernia during my pregnancy.
I had that too.
I know. I have surgery booked in a few months to prepare it, but I am hoping you can give me any tips or advice, as I understand you've also had the surgery. Should I be scared? Is there anything I should do to prepare other than getting children or childcare to help my children while I'm recovering? Thank you so much.
Yeah, I had an umbilical hernia. We were just talking about this on Botch Post-Op this weekend, because Paul had an umbilical hernia too.
Yeah.
So I had an umbilical hernia from having the kids, and what happened was it started to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. And Terry said to me, if we don't fix this mm-hmm. and it becomes worse, you're going to end up going to the ER and they're going to slice you down vertically and you'll have a big scar in the middle of your stomach and there's nothing I can do about it. That's what happened to Tamara.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, Tamara's always showing her stomach yeah. that she doesn't have a belly button, because that's what happened to her.
Oh, so you just were like, I'm going to go in and do
it. I said, I'm going to go in and do it. You know, I think Terry's was board certified in general surgery before plastic surgery. So he was like a great person to go to. I just think you go to a board certified general surgeon or, you know, and, you know who's doing your surgery. Having help afterwards is very important because you're not allowed to lift heavy things and you don't want to tear anything in there. I had a piece of mesh put in. This was a few years ago. I wonder if they still do the mesh.
Oh my God, that just sounds painful.
I know. And of course, you know, while you're there,
right?
I had him clean up my C-section scar.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. But yeah, no, I think you will be fine. Get it taken. The important thing is to get it taken care of.
Right.
Because if you don't take care of a hernia, and not to be gross, but what happens with hernia is that you could have pieces of intestine or stomach wall coming through your stomach wall, pieces of your stomach or your intestines coming through your stomach wall. Am I saying that correctly? Mm-hmm. And they can get strangulated and then you have a problem.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So you really want to get that taken care of.
Okay. Here's another one from Andrea from Scottsdale. Hi, Heather. I'm a big fan from your podcast and in general. I need some tips on energy. I just had boy-girl twins. My husband works constantly, and sometimes I just need a little extra energy. Coffee, tea, and soda don't seem to cut it. Any tips would be much appreciated.
Yeah, you know, those are the exhausting years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everyone jokes with you, you know, while you're pregnant, sleep now.
Really?
Because you're never sleeping again. They really, you know, I just remember, especially after having Katarina, I had three kids under the age of three, and I just remember in the afternoons being bone tired.
Mm-hmm.
Bone tired. And there was, I had one sweet spot where they were all still napping,
uh-huh.
and they would nap at the same time, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Because that means I got a nap. You know, I think the best thing you can do is to stay healthy. You have to eat right. You have to find time to exercise. Even if it's pushing the twins in a stroller up a big hill, you must find time to exercise. You have to sleep at night, sleep when the kids sleep, take your breaks, and really try not to overdo. I mean, it's hard because I know for me, I am such a doer. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone to sit around. And I remember even after the twins were born, wanting to do my scrapbooks and feeling like everything needed to get done. You know what? Take it from someone that's been there already. It doesn't all need to get done. It's okay. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Take the breaks when you need them. Make sure to do something fun mm-hmm. for yourself. That's really important. You have to let loose a little bit.
Yeah.
But taking care of yourself, number one priority, that will help you have more energy. The caffeine's not going to do it. You need sleep. You need exercise. You need sex. You need mm-hmm. all that.
All right. Well, that's it for this week.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Okay. So don't forget, go to livenation.com to get tickets for our live shows. September 8th. Is it 8th?
Mm-hmm.
September 8th. We're in New Jersey at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair, New Jersey. LiveNation.com. There are a few, I think, VIP packages left for our after party with Champs and meet and greet with me. And there's still some good seats available. I saw some, and there are not that many orchestra seats, but go now. Don't leave them in your virtual cart like I heard people did in Irvine, and then it got sold out. So go get your tickets. Las Vegas, we're going to be at the House of Blues October 13th. Terry's going to be at both of those shows, and I have another special guest at each of those shows, but I can't reveal it yet because it's not, the I's aren't dotted, the T's aren't crossed quite yet, but I really think it's going to be good. You're going to be excited. You can go to Amazon.com and type in Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig, and you'll see our book, Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig, that Terry and I wrote. It's coming out September 6th, and we're going to be doing a book signing at the Grove in LA on September 7th, and we'll be at Bookends in New Jersey on September 9th, and you can pre-order your copy right now. It's the number one new release in our category. We're super excited about that. Consult Beauty, if you want, need any more product, you can go to evine.com. You can go to heatherdubrow.com, and it will completely update you with tour dates, and we'll be doing Chicago, Minneapolis, San Francisco. Those tour dates will be coming up soon. Thank you so much for listening. Please go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. Our reviews are our ratings, so the better you rate us and the more comments you leave, the better for us. So we love it, and we love to hear from you, and we want to hear what you want to hear more of. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island opens its gates April 20th.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.